Anne will be speaking to us about Jesus the bridegroom, and we will pray and we will intercede and all those sort of regular kind of things that we like to do. But because we're talking about Jesus the bridegroom, I thought I would talk a little bit about weddings first of all. Who here has been to a wedding? Pretty much everybody has been to a wedding. Very good. Very good. Now, I have to get my notes, but I won't be able to read them if I don't put my glasses on. I keep forgetting things like this. Okay. So, you guys, what happens at a wedding?
People get married.
People get married. Everybody? Does everybody there get married?
No.
Who gets married?
Only the bride and the bridegroom.
The bride and the bridegroom. Okay, which one is which? What's a bride? Is that the guy or the lady?
The lady.
The lady. Who gets the better outfit? The lady? Who gets the better outfit, do you think?
The groom.
The groom, okay. Someone is an Everington. Okay. So what else happens at a wedding? What other things go on at a wedding? Who can tell me some of the things that happen at a wedding?
Food.
We like the food bit.
You have a party.
A party. Very good. And what else happens at a wedding?
Dancing.
Yay. Dancing. Yeah. But before all those things happen, what happens at a wedding?
People give rings.
People give rings. Where are they when they give rings?
In a jewellery box.
The rings are in the jewellery box. That's right. That's exactly right. And they come out of the jewellery box and they go, see, like, that's my wedding ring there. And they go onto the fingers of the bride and the groom. But where are the people? Where are the people when rings are exchanged?
Church.
In church. Why do we go to church? Why do we exchange rings in a church? We could do that on the dance floor, couldn't we? Or we could do that in the middle of all the eating. Why do we go to church for a wedding? Any ideas? I don't know that my wire is going to be that long, so you might need to go. Let's, ooh, yeah, here we go.
But because it's like God is marrying you, like is like connecting you, so like you get mixed up together, so you get a child. Like God mixes you up.
That is an excellent answer. Well done. I like that idea. Husband and wife getting mixed up in God. That's great. That's a beautiful image. We love that. Well done. Thank you. We go to a church because we want God to bless the wedding. We want God to bless the promises that the bride and the bridegroom make to each other. They make promises to love each other. How long do they have to love each other for? 5 minutes? 15 minutes? An hour? A week? How long?
Until they die.
Until death parts them. Yes, until one of them dies. Yeah. Okay. Now, do we know anybody in the Bible who went to a wedding?
Jesus.
Yeah. Can you remember where the wedding was that he went to? Which town was it? In Cana. Very good. Gosh, you lot are very bright. We're doing well. Jesus went to a wedding, and he blessed that wedding, and he gave them lots of nice drink as well. So that was good. That really helped the party bit of it. But also, one of the things we're going to be hearing about today that Uncle Dan's going to be talking to us about is the party that's going to be in heaven. And that is likened to a wedding party. And Jesus is likened to the groom, the bridegroom, and the church is the bride of Christ. So that's all of us. Now, we know we normally think of the brides as the ladies, but guys, we are in some wonderful, mysterious way going to be part of the bride of Christ. And that's a wonderful and an amazing and a weird thing to be thinking about at the same time. So there we go. That's the chat I wanted to have about weddings with you all. So well done. We had some really good answers today. So I'm going to say a prayer for you now, and then we will send you off on your way for your children's activities this afternoon. And the weather's looking nice outside, so I'm hoping you might get to enjoy some of that. So let's pray for our young folks, everybody. Praise you, Jesus, our Lord and King, our glory and our God, our Savior, our splendor, our majesty and might. Blessed are you. Lord Jesus, thank you for our children. Thank you for our young folks here with us today. And Lord, we ask that you bless them as they go off to their activities. Bless their leaders. Bless the children. May they have a really good afternoon together. And may they come back to us with some really good stories to tell. Amen. 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 Thanks, guys. Thanks for some good answers. And youth leaders, young peeps leaders, over to you. You're all going together. Okay. Follow Auntie Mercy. So I was praying for the meeting yesterday while standing under a tree outside QuickFit on the Goldhawk Road, getting tires sorted. And I actually had a really strong sense from the Lord. So I'm going to save that for a little bit later on. But Marco, if you could put up, the next slide, please. So I just want to share a little bit with you from John 14 as we start this afternoon. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. So the sense I just want to share with you at this point is that God has prepared a place for us. This is that place. Now is that place. The Lord has prepared this place this afternoon for us. He has prepared it for us. And he is welcoming us into that place this afternoon. So we're going to stand and we're going to worship in just a moment. But I'd really want us to just to come into that place that the Lord has for us. He is inviting us. He is welcoming us. He is there already waiting for us. Brothers and sisters, please, let's stand and I will pray. Lord God, thank you. Thank you that you go ahead of us. You prepare the way. You have prepared a place for us. You have prepared this afternoon for us. Help us, Lord, as we come before you to prepare our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, and move amongst us. Lord, we want to worship you. We want to praise you. We want to give you the glory that you are due, but we cannot do that of our own strength. Come, Holy Spirit, and move amongst us, that we can come fully and wholeheartedly into that place, Lord Jesus, you have for us now. Come, O Lord our God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise to you.